Generally speaking, what does any veteran, male or female, need to do in order to successfully transition back to civilian life?
Well, there's multiple things that veterans need to accomplish as they move from military service to civilian life, and many challenges that they face. But of note is overall, veterans are doing really well across indicators of work and family quality of life following military service. That being said, there are a host of challenges in transitioning. If we think about a lot of our veterans, they may have enlisted in very early ages. Some even at age 17, your parents can sign your enlistment forms for you. And so they don't really have the experience of applying for a job, of sitting through an interview, of dressing for that interview, different types of jobs other than military service types of employment. You had mentioned earlier that just the order and kind of the regimen of military service is really a completely different lifestyle than civilian life. And certainly the requirements of service are very different than the requirements of most areas of employment in civilian life. So when people transition, they're transitioning across every domain of functioning.
Well, having had that experience, it does seem that it would shape the way you move into the civilian work world. You'd sort of be on your guard in a way that people might not be expecting.
That's exactly right. And so obviously the more exposure to traumatic events like combat and intimate partner violence during service, the more likely you are to struggle with the after effects of those exposures, like substance use, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety and depression, those types of things, eating disorders. And that adds to your burden, and it can interrupt your ability to function across different domains of life, as well as just your general well-being and life satisfaction.
Do women respond in the same way to the same treatments for post-traumatic stress as men?
Women do. And in fact, it's interesting because our top two treatments for PTSD with respect to evidence-based is cognitive processing therapy and prolonged exposure. And both have been rolled out in the VA, and veterans are very able to access those treatments. Both treatments have actually been developed with civilian women who had suffered through sexual traumas. So our best treatments for PTSD specifically have actually been developed with women. And so women respond very well to those treatments.
All right. So you mentioned earlier, you made a point of saying, just FYI, most veterans are doing really well in the civilian world, women and men. It's interesting that as we've gotten better as a society at sort of recognizing the importance of proper care for traumatized veterans, a lot of people assume that maybe all veterans come back to us traumatized, and that's not the case.
That's right. That's not the case. Although certainly the added burden of exposures to trauma is significant, and it can portend poor outcomes across domains of functioning, as well as mental health and substance use and different kinds of health-related problems that veterans grapple with. And our women veterans are at higher risk for a number of different types of exposures to traumas as compared to men. Including military sexual trauma and intimate partner violence, for example.